From Spark and Anvil and Sprout Lab, this is Frost in Chapter 1 of the Sprout Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Frost is a little ice sprite, pale blue and sparkly, who knows all about change. Frost can melt into a puddle in the warm sun, and then, in the cool shade, freeze right back into ice. Some changes go back and forth, Frost says. Melt, freeze, melt, freeze. But not every change is like that. Some only go one way.
Frost's friend Dew, the ladybug, is nearly in tears. Dew's little snow bunny, built that morning, has melted into a plain puddle. It's ruined, Dew sniffles. It's gone forever. Dew stares at the puddle, sure that something wonderful has been lost for good.
Wait, says Frost softly. Let's find out if it's really gone. Some changes can come back. Water that melted from ice? Move it to the cold shade and watch. Frost nudges the puddle into a cool, shady dip in the rock. Slowly, the water stiffens, sparkles, and hardens. It's ice again.
It came back,
Dew gasps. Melting can go back the other way, Frost says. That's a change that reverses.
Then Frost points to a leaf that fell in a campfire earlier, now gray ash. But not everything. That leaf burned. Burning doesn't reverse. The ash can't turn back into a leaf, and that's okay. Knowing which is which means you don't have to worry when the ones that can come back do. Dew wipes both eyes and thinks about that.
Dew rebuilds a little ice bunny from the frozen puddle. Understanding now, it might melt in the sun, but the water is never truly lost. It can freeze again. The sad, panicky feeling has melted away too, replaced by a calm, settled understanding. Frost sparkles beside Dew in the cool shade, and together they watch the little ice bunny hold its shape, safe for now.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Frost. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.